Chapter 58. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie. The sky had already darkened, but Hejushin was still nowhere to be seen. Du Xian discovered the guard assigned by Hejushin in the afternoon and felt only helplessness. However, as time passed, worry crept into his mind. Du Xian quickly sent a servant from Qingfeng Court to search, but there was no sign of his master anywhere. Today, the matters at the Imperial Patrol Division were exceptionally numerous. When Xu Ting returned, it was later than usual. Upon her arrival, Qingfeng Court was in chaos due to the inability to locate Hejushin. What's going on? Du Xian anxiously sought help from Xu Ting. Earlier in the day, Master knocked out a guard and ran out alone. Until now, there's no sign of her, and we can't find her anywhere. However, Xu Ting remained calm. She kissed Du Xian on the forehead and reassured him, "Don't worry, I've arranged for some undercover guards to follow Hejushin." Having long seen through Hejushin's rebellious nature, Xu Ting wouldn't neglect to set up some contingencies. Du Xian instantly felt relieved, touched by Xu Ting's comforting gesture. He returned a kiss to Xu Ting, feeling his love for her grow a bit more every day. "Tell the servants not to bother searching anymore," Xu Ting instructed Lu Tang, then turned to Du Xian, "Have you had dinner?" Only now did Du Xian realize his stomach was singing the empty city stratagem. Due to worrying about Hejushin earlier, he couldn't eat a meal. T.N. Stomach is singing the empty city stratagem is a metaphorical expression. It conveys that Du Xian is feeling a sense of emptiness or anxiety in his stomach. This is likely due to the worry and concern he has for Hejushin, which has affected his appetite. The use of the empty city stratagem metaphor suggests a feeling of tension and unease within Du Xian, similar to the deceptive nature of the military tactic where things may appear calm on the surface, but there is an underlying concern. "You came back late. I assume father has already cleared the table, but the kitchen should have prepared dinner. I'll accompany you to eat," Du Xian said to Xu Ting. The chaotic Qingfeng Court seemed to find its backbone. The servants returned to their respective positions, and Xu Ken went to instruct the kitchen. The pre-prepared meal was still warm in the pot, ready to be served. Since Qingfeng Court had only two masters, during ordinary times, Xu Ting instructed the kitchen not to be too extravagant, usually serving a simple meal of four dishes and a soup. As Xu Ting changed out of her official attire and sat down to eat with Du Xian, an undercover guard with a strong smell of blood burst in. It was one of the undercover guards Xu Ting had sent to protect Hejushin. "Master, Hejushin is under siege." Du Xian almost dropped the bowl in his hand, immediately looking at Xu Ting. Xu Ting put down her bowl, stood up, and walked to the undercover guard. "What happened? What's the current situation? Where is Hejushin? There are numerous assassins. The situation is critical. The others took Hejushin and fled. I rushed back to report to the master." "Hong Feng, Lu Tang." Xu Ting's phoenix eyes narrowed, calling the two. "Master." The two rushed over immediately. "Bring the undercover guards. We'll go there immediately." "Hong Feng, Lu Tang." "Yes." At this moment, Du Xian anxiously called out to Xu Ting, "Xu Ting." Thinking he was frightened, Xu Ting hurried over and gently touched Du Xian's face. "It's okay, I'll safely rescue Hejushin." Du Xian grabbed Xu Ting's hand. "Be careful, don't get into trouble." Using lightness techniques, Xu Ting, along with a dozen undercover guards, leapt into the night. Du Xian involuntarily ran to the eaves, his heart filled with unease. Xu Ken and the others hurried over, comforting, "Master, don't worry. Miss is so capable. Hejushin will surely be fine." Drizzling rain drifted down in small threads. After coming out, Xu Ting noticed that at some point, a light drizzle had started again. Summer was approaching, and the rain seemed to be increasing. Led by the undercover guard who came back to call for reinforcements, they traversed one secluded alley after another. To fend off the cold brought by the rain, every household tightly closed their windows. Dim and yellow lights seeped through the window paper into the rye. End curtain. Xu Ting had arranged four undercover guards to follow Hejushin. One came back to report, one was killed, and the remaining two were leading Hejushin in their escape. They only knew the general direction but not the specific location where Hejushin had run to. They could only try to find her as quickly as possible. Not long after, they discovered bloodstains on the roof tiles of a house. This was good news as it meant they could follow the blood trail to find Hejushin. However, it also indicated a dire situation. Two undercover guards might not be enough to ensure Hejushin's safety. Xu Ting increased her pace, leaving the undercover guards trailing behind by several dozen meters. Only Hong Feng and Liu Tang struggled to keep up. The crisp sound of boots on roof tiles echoed. After chasing for a while, Xu Ting's clothes were already damp from the relentless drizzle. She heard the clash of weapons, emanating from a narrow alley below. A large locust tree grew in the alley, reaching the wall. Xu Ting stepped on the tree, landing with a thud. In front of her, a masked assassin withdrew a bloodied knife from an undercover guard's body upon seeing Xu Ting. He shouted, "Go!" At this moment, the other undercover guard lay on the damp and cold ground, bleeding profusely. Seeing Xu Ting, the assassin commanded ruthlessly, "Move!" The undercover guards Xu Ting brought along also fell to the ground one after another. Xu Ting watched the assassins fleeing into the distance, coldly ordering, "Capture one alive." As soon as Hong Feng and Liu Tang landed, they received the order and immediately chased after the assassins, with the undercover guards following to jointly eliminate them. After searching around, Xu Ting finally found He Jushin sitting on the ground in a corner. She was clutching her abdomen, but the blood flowing out was unstoppable. Intoxicated with alcohol and having lost a considerable amount of blood, her face was unusually flushed. "Xu Ting, you've come." Xu Ting remained silent. "I will never crave alcohol again. Call me, master, don't be sad." Boom, boom, boom. Du Xian hardly touched his meal. Helpless, Xu Ting had to instruct the servant to remove the untouched food. After these arrangements, she walked over to Du Xian, watching the sudden downpour in the courtyard and said, "Master, it's thundering." Du Xian remained motionless. Xu Ting continued to persuade, "It's very cold outside, let's go in." Du Xian replied, "No need, I'll wait here for Miss." Sighing internally, Xu Ting saw Xu Qi bringing a cloak and handed it to Du Xian. "Master, please don't catch a cold." Du Xian accepted their kindness and was about to fasten the cloak's belt when he saw the back door of Qingfeng Court open in the night. Unable to discern the figure entering Qingfeng Court, Du Xian immediately ran over, and the cloak dropped to the ground. "Master," Xu Ting was almost frantic, quickly telling Xu Qi, "Go get an umbrella." Saying this, Xu Ting raised her hand to shield her forehead and rushed towards Du Xian. Du Xian saw He Jushin being carried back by the undercover guards. Xu Ting reached out and hooked him, holding him tightly in her arms. "Xian," Du Xian stared blankly at He Jushin being carried, hesitated, and asked in disbelief, "Master, is she dead?" Xu Ting turned Du Xian's face towards her, pressing it against her chest. "Don't look, He Jushin doesn't want you to be sad." Du Xian suddenly burst into tears. He clung to Xu Ting, his body sliding down uncontrollably, and Xu Ting had to crouch down with him. Finally, Xu Qi ran out with an umbrella, and Xu Ting quickly took it, holding it over the two. In the Du family, Du Xian's father died early, Du Qian was far from being a mother figure, and the old lady in the Du family was strict. Thus, Du Xian never had an elder he could wholeheartedly rely on. The empress treated him well, but Du Xian always felt that this kindness had a purpose. Only He Jushin, this suddenly appeared old lady, took him as her disciple. Although the time wasn't very long, Du Xian could feel that she genuinely cared for him. However, the person he considered family, his master, suddenly passed away, catching him completely off guard. Du Xian found it difficult to accept. Xu Ting understood Du Xian's emotions. She gently patted his back, knowing that in this situation, besides allowing Du Xian to vent, there wasn't a better solution. In reality, Xu Ting wasn't particularly saddened. He Jushin was just an elderly person with a relatively close relationship to her. Her death didn't evoke strong emotions in Xu Ting. However, He Jushin's death made Xu Ting acutely aware that the fourth princess was not a forgiving ruler. Du Xian finally cried out all his sorrow. His choked sobs became quieter, and Xu Ting reached her hand through his knee bend, lifting Du Xian with strength, and walked into the room. Xu Ting and Xu Qi held the umbrella high, briskly following behind. After placing Du Xian on a chair, Xu Ting instructed, "Bring in hot water and have the kitchen prepare ginger soup to drive away the cold."